David poured two glasses of wine as his best friend Samantha set down the platter of strawberries and chocolate pieces. He grinned at her as he took a seat on the couch. David knew better than to argue with her. Since they were kids, she'd been hard-headed as ever, and he'd never been able to win an argument. He glanced sideways at her profile as she cuddled up next to him on the couch. Not that he thought she needed to worry about anything. She had grown into a beautiful woman who any man would want. Not that he hadn't thought about it, but Samantha was his best friend, and he was pretty sure she did not feel the same way. And he wouldn't dare do anything to take away their movie nights together. It was something he looked forward to each week. David shrugged and took a sip of his wine. Samantha gave him a sly smile. Samantha sat up and turned to face David. David drained his wine glass and poured another. She was starting early this time. Usually, they made it to the middle of the movie before she started on his needing to get a girlfriend. David gave her a horrified look. He knew she was talking about sex. And why wouldn't she? The woman had men fawning over her whenever they were out together. She could never understand that he just wasn't comfortable, and now that he was older and so inexperienced, it made the idea of being exposed as a virgin all the more embarrassing. Samantha grabbed a strawberry and took a bite, licking her lips as she stared at him in challenge. Samantha set her wine glass onto the table. Without warning, Samantha grabbed David's face and planted a hard, solid kiss against his lips. Then she sat back and crossed her arms in triumph. David sat in shock, his heart racing. He'd imagined kissing Samantha for years, but never thought in a million years it would have ever happened. He stared at the soft pout of her mouth and licked his lips. He realized he was staring and met her eyes. He shook his head, not wanting to let on. Samantha paused, the look in her eyes suddenly serious. She knew David's predicament, but he had also never admitted it out loud. She looked David up and down, and then grabbed a piece of chocolate and set it on her tongue. Samantha rolled the chocolate around in her mouth. Then she placed her hand on David's shoulders and threw a leg over to straddle his waist. She leaned forward and kissed him again, slipping her chocolate-covered tongue between his lips. Samantha rolled her tongue around his gum line, letting him taste her. David sucked at her tongue, swallowing the melted chocolate and wrapping his arms around her waist. Samantha jerked back and smiled when she felt the sudden bulge in David's sweatpants. She wiggled her hips, grinding her center against his cock. Samantha grinned and tugged on David's shirt. He hesitated, but then helped her pull it over his head and tossed it to the side. Samantha reached back and picked up David's full wine glass. She took a sip and then pressed the glass to his lips. David drank, letting the liquid warm his throat and belly, the heat pooling in his swelling cock as Samantha continued to grind against him. Samantha set the empty glass down on the table and began to spread kisses down David's neck. Soft, warm lips slid to the dip in his collarbone, where she bit down gently and let her tongue lick a wet line back up to his ear. Samantha nibbled at his earlobe as she slid one hand down David's chest and stomach to play with the elastic waistband of his pants. Samantha slid her hand inside David's pants, cupping his heavy sack through his boxers. David closed his eyes as her hand explored, rolling his balls in her fingers and then wrapping around the base of his shaft. Samantha slid her hand inside his boxers, fingers playing across David's soft skin before tugging at his pants. Samantha stood on the couch and yanked off her shirt. David complied, leaning back as Samantha stood above him so he could kick his pants free. Samantha lowered to straddle him again and threw her shoulders back so her breasts pressed against her bra. David reached behind her back, struggling to undo the clasp. He grunted in frustration. Samantha smiled in encouragement. Then she placed both hands on the sides of David's face and guided him to one breast. David licked and then began to suck on Samantha's breast. He felt her press his face harder against her, and he opened his mouth, trying to take in as much of her as he could. David cupped Samantha's breasts, pushing them together and shoving his face into the mound. Samantha pulled back and stepped off the couch. David rolled onto his back and stretched his legs out. Samantha smiled at the view and in one motion slipped her sweats off to stand in her panties. David stifled his cry of pleasure at the sight. He felt his cock begin to drip and ache. Fuck, he wanted her so badly, but he felt frozen on his back. He swallowed and didn't move. Samantha grinned, sensing his predicament and clearly enjoying his discomfort. She picked up another piece of chocolate and held it between her teeth. She climbed up to straddle David's waist. David nearly jumped at the feeling of her already wet panties pressing against his skin. David lifted his hands to circle her waist as she began to rock back and forth, letting her juices soak through the cloth and wet his belly. Samantha leaned forward, letting her hair fall across David's face. She pressed her lips against his, slipping the chocolate piece from her mouth into David's. David took the chocolate into his mouth and massaged his lips against Samantha's. He pulled her closer, letting her nipples brush against his chest. He rubbed his hands up and down her back and then grabbed her ass and gave it a squeeze. Samantha smiled, her eyes soft. She kissed him again, brushing his cheek with one hand. Samantha pressed her breasts against David's skin and reached between her legs to slide inside of David's boxers and wrap her hand around David's erect cock. She ran her thumb over the tip, smearing the drop of pre-cum, letting out a moan of pleasure. Samantha leaned back and stood, pulling her underwear off and tossing them aside. She waited while David wiggled out of his boxers and kicked them away. She squatted over his cock and let the wide tip brush against her ready pussy, giving David a full view. He shuddered under her touch, digging his hands into the couch to keep under control. Samantha smiled and slowly lowered herself onto his cock, her juices slicking his skin as she slid down to his base. Samantha lifted again slowly until just his tip rested against her slit, and then again slowly lowered herself onto David's trembling cock. Samantha placed her hands on David's chest and began to rock, rotating her hips in a wide circle. Her breasts hung heavy as she arched her back, and her lips parted as his cock stretched her pussy and hit every spot as she moved. David hesitated, and Samantha grabbed his hands and placed them on her hips. She moved his hands, showing him how to lift her up and down. David got the hint, and then began to thrust as Samantha slammed down again and again on his cock. David loved the way her breast bounced and slapped in tune with his thrusts. He looked down to see his dripping cock disappear again and again inside Samantha's pussy, sending him over the edge. David moaned as he felt himself climaxing, but he kept going, loving the way Samantha's face went slack as her pleasure built, and he continued to thrust.
Thank you. Oh.